So when you were practicing taking warm-up kicks out in the wind, it looked like it was a real difference from one to the other.
Yeah, you know what? It was definitely helping in the way we finished in the game. I mean, as you saw, Greg hit a 61-yarder, and he's got a very good leg. But I mean, it's on in our field, that wind's going to age you that way. So it did.
Blair, how many times they tried freezing you? How often has that worked against you in your career? Has it worked ever?
You know what? The way we look at it is just it's more opportunity for us to be in the field physically. So I kind of calm myself and just go into it and go, hey, you know what? This ball's meant to go through the uprights. You're meant to make it. Just do it.
But have you ever been frozen?
Not that I can recall. I don't want to talk about the negatives right now.
Well, there's not many negatives going on. Packers are about to lose.
Okay, I saw that.
Have you been watching that?
I saw it on the thing, but no. We were occupied right now.
Well, how about that? Were you expecting your coach to take the kickoff and take the wind?
Smart. I think that shows you how smart Coach Zimmer is and how smart Coach Prefer are to take that wind. It was making such a difference. Nobody attempted a field goal or PAT the other way, and that kind of tells you something a little bit about the way the offenses were moving and the way the game flow was going. So he was smart to take the wind in case we needed a long one. We were going to have it behind us.
On a windy day, do you watch the other kicker a lot? Were you watching to see how he approached the two, to see how the wind was going?
The only thing I took from him is that when he pushed that ball right before his last make, going out there, I was like, hey, you know what, this wind is going to push it a little bit right, but don't overdo it. So you kind of learn from him, just like I learned last week from Robbie's miss on the one. But hey, interesting game.
What do you have to be careful about in a win like this?
Thinking too much about it. You just got to hit a true ball and put it dead center. Sometimes it'll affect it, sometimes it won't. But more often than not, if you're hitting a true ball, it's going to move it minimally.
Is this one of those where it pays off all the extra work that you guys have done coming out here during practice weeks to just tested under different sorts of conditions?
No doubt. I probably hit 60 balls down here on Wednesday, and the wind was a little bit, less than this, right, than today, but it was very similar. So I'd kicked that exact kick on Wednesday, so it was nice to come back out here and say, hey, I'm comfortable in this stadium, and I've said this all along, we can make the stadium our home field advantage.
What, in the games you've played here, is this the most the wind has affected strategy and decisions?
It was pretty brutal today, and like I pointed out, I just thought it was crazy that nobody attempted a PAT or a field goal into that wind, and that kind of says something about the way that it affects the way that, guys throw the ball, too. But it was so smart of us to take that win at the end of the game and go for the win.
Where was what would your range have been in the other direction? I mean, what would you have been
50.
Comfortable with?
I think we were comfortable with 50 going into that wind, but that's at the max of your range kind of that way. But as you saw, it kind of gusted where there was times where it was blowing hard and times where it wasn't.
What's your routine in overtime? Any different than in the first four quarters?
No, I kind of tell myself exactly what the magnitude of the kick is. You don't want to try to trick yourself, but you got to go out there and believe that you can make that kick and do it. And I've got so many people in my corner helping me and trying to get me ready for each and every week that you go out there and just do your job, and great snaps and hold by Kevin and Jeff. And they make my job so easy when I go out there.